Fear came on me that he was dead. Then I got water and dashed it in his face, and with that he seemed to come a little to himself, working his mouth and fluttering his eyelids. At last he looked up and saw me, and there came into his eyes a terror that was not of this world. "Come, come," said I, "sit up."
"Are ye alive?" he sobbed. "O man, are ye alive?"
"That am I," said I, "small thanks to you." He had begun to seek for his breath with deep sighs.
"The blue phial," said he, "in the armory, the blue vial."
His breath came slower still. I ran to the cupboard, and sure enough found there a blue phial of medicine, with the dose written on it on a paper, and this I administered to him with what speed I might.
"It's the trouble," said he, reviving a little. "I have a trouble, Davy. It's the heart."
I set him on a chair and looked at him. It is true I felt some pity for a man that looked so sick, but I was full besides of righteous anger, and I numbered over before him the points on which I wanted explanation. Why he lied to me at every word, why he feared that I should leave him, why he disliked it to be hinted that he and my father were twins. "Is that because it is true?" I asked. Why he had given me money to which I was convinced I had no claim, and last of all, why he had tried to kill me. He heard me all through in silence, and then, in a broken voice, begged me to let him go to bed.
"I'll tell you the morn," he said, "as sure as death I will."
And so weak was he that I could do nothing but consent. I locked him into his room, however, and pocketed the key, and then, returning to the kitchen, made up such a blaze as had not shone there for many a long year, and, wrapping myself in my plaid, lay down upon the chests and fell asleep. End of chapter. Kidnapped by Robert Louis Stevenson. Chapter 5. I Go to the Queen's Ferry. Much rain fell in the night, and the next morning there blew a bitter wintry wind out of the northwest, driving scattered clouds. For all that, and before the sun began to peep or the last of the stars had vanished, I made my way to the side of the burn, and had a plunge in a deep whirling pool. All aglow from my bath, I sat down once more beside the fire, which I replenished, and began gravely to consider my position. There was now no doubt about my uncle's enmity. There was no doubt I carried my life in my hand.